Now we're going to flip the channel and turn to another hit television show. The ABC program Scandal just wrapped up its second season in a blaze of plot-twisted glory. If you're late to the game, there are going to be some spoilers here and there, but here's a clip from the finale.
Hello, Olivia.
Dad?
Now, even if you don't watch the show, chances are you can't get away from it on Twitter and other social media platforms, especially when it airs on Thursday evenings. We wanted to talk about why this show gets so much social media attention, especially from African Americans. So we've called Gene Demby. He wrote about this in a blog for NPR's Code Switch team, and he's with us in our Washington, D.C. studios. Gene, welcome back.
Thanks, Michelle. Thanks for having me again.
So a lot of people are talking about Black Twitter, and they're saying that this has played a major role in the success of Scandal. What is Black Twitter, and is it true?
So Black Twitter is this jokey appellation that Black people have given their own little universe on Twitter. So Black people make up 14% of the population, but they make up a quarter of all the people on Twitter. So if Black people have a fascination around something, it becomes a megaphone. So if Serena Williams is playing like in the Wimbledon finals, let's say, it becomes a trending topic really quickly. And so Black television watchers have really, really galvanized around Scandal for a bunch of different reasons.
You're saying that watching Scandal is a communal experience. You're saying it's a deeply edifying, profoundly communal experience. And it just isn't the same if you watch it by yourself a day later.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
It's like watching the Super Bowl on DVR, right? You want to be in the room with everyone kind of yelling at the screen and rolling their eyes and throwing their hands up and saying all kind of snarky stuff, right? And that's how it is to watch Scandal, right? At the center of the show, there's this gorgeous, accomplished woman played by Kerry Washington named Olivia Pope. And there's so many ways to receive her. She's either like an anti-hero, or she's the person we all want to be when we grow up, or the person we all want to marry one day, or whoever. And so everyone is kind of wrestling with all these things that she's doing.
And why do you think that this kind of social media gathering, this communal watching experience, has contributed to the success of the program? Because it kind of guarantees eyeballs, people sitting there at the moment that the show is on the air. Is that why?
Yes, absolutely. You're having conversations with people that you don't know, which is always happens on Twitter. But for Black people on Twitter, I think there's a chance to kind of work out a lot of issues, or like kind of have debates in a space that it's not these aren't political debates, but these are definitely debates about the kind of stuff we all deal with, right? Relationships and whether things are appropriate. And, you know, it's just a fun, ridiculous time, and it feels like it goes by too quickly.
You also pointed out in your piece that the creator of the show, Shonda Rhimes, is an African-American woman herself. Do you think that that's part of it?
Oh, that's a big part of it. I mean, Kerry Washington, who is the star of the show, is the first Black woman to be the lead of a network drama in almost 3 decades. And Shonda Rhimes is the most powerful woman probably on network television. And so I think there is some element of solidarity happening around this. But it speaks a lot to the paucity of Black faces on TV, that people feel a kind of kinship to the show and want it to do well. But just wanting it to do well has not propelled other shows the same way. So there's something about Scandal. There's Olivia, who is a fixer for this white Republican president, and they're having an affair, right? And so what's interesting about that is that there's a critical mass of Black women rooting for a white Republican who stole an election and the woman he's having an affair with. That's a very fascinating little phenomenon.
Well, one of the things I also noticed is you'd think that, okay, there's an African-American female creator of the show. There's an African-American female lead of the show. Mm. But you are neither. You are not. You are African-American, but you are not a woman. And on Twitter, you notice that it's a lot of men are weighing in,
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that it goes across groups?
It's almost like you have to watch Scandal to be culturally fluent, almost. I mean, you have to, in order to be able to have a water cooler conversation the next day, you have to know that Olivia and Fitz are a mess, right? And you have to know why they're a mess. It's like the day after the Super Bowl, you don't want the person like, oh, I really enjoyed the commercials. Like, if you know, I mean, you can have that conversation, but you need to be tuned in to have that conversation.
Give me an example of some of the tweets that caught your eye. Do you mind? Like,
well,
some
of
the things that people have tweeted about that really caught your attention, or even who?
The other day, it was funny watching Gwen Ifill of PBS and Michelle Norris of NPR kind of having this conversation about Scandal, and we're like, girl. I mean, it's just like my aunties and my professors and my colleagues and my little cousins are all engaging in the same cultural moment. It was a lot of fun.
Do other groups do this? Have you observed this phenomenon among other groups?
My hunch is, and this is just me taking a guess, that there's a lot of stuff like that happening on Spanish language Twitter when people are speaking in different languages. But Black Twitter tends to kind of galvanize around a few moments every year. But Scandal feels like a major pop culture moment, like an award show, every Thursday.
Finally, before we, you know, okay, if you don't mind my saying, Gene, I get the feeling you don't really like the show. I get the feeling you kind of hate yourself for liking it so much. Do I have that right? Have I clued into something?
At first, when I watched it, I was kind of hate watching it, right? It was definitely like, this is ridiculous, this is preposterous. But then I realized I was just watching it wrong. I was just watching it, like, expecting it
like
to
a
be,
journalist.
Right, exactly.
Expecting stuff to be true.
Expecting it to be plausible, right? Instead of just being like, you know, Kerry Washington is fine, she's fly, right? Instead of being like, this is purple and fun and ridiculous and just letting it all wash over me. I was like, once I got to kind of resolve to just watch it for
the
what
willful
it is,
suspension of disbelief.
Absolutely. And just
for
kind of
hour.
Have right. the conversation with other people. It just became a much more enjoyable experience.
That was Gene Demby. He's a blogger for NPR's Code Switch team. Thanks, Gene.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.